gentle, faithful, swift, passionate, blind, and wondrous. All these are faces of love. In a moment, young Kate Wakefield, venturing into today's world of confusing freedoms, brought to you by Four-Way Nasal Spray, gives you the fastest decongestant possible.
David, so it's a new day.
What's happened?
The Wakefield name is back in the social news. Do we run it on the society page or in the news column?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Here it is. Listen, Mrs. Isabel Wakefield Duval is entertaining at a big family Thanksgiving dinner in the tradition of the old Wakefield house. What about it?
For heaven's sakes, Faye, let Isabel have her fun.
It's okay with me. Honestly, I'm not being catty. Big family dinners just don't turn me on.
You don't have to go.
Are you going?
Well, as a matter of fact, Isabel did invite me.
As a member of the family?
No, I guess she needed another guy. This is big medicine to her, and I think it's great.
What I'm curious about is why. I mean, if I were in her shoes, I'd just let everything about the Wakefield name quietly die. You know, people haven't forgotten what Tom did.
You mean you haven't forgotten, Faye?
Oh, come on, David. People are nice to each other on the surface, but just bring up the name Tom Wakefield.
Then let's not bring it up.
That's all right with me, unless there's a new story angle.
You have got apprentice ink instead of blood in your veins, Faye. Oops, cool it, Faye. Well, the lady herself. Hi, Isabel.
Oh, David, may I... Oh, hello, Faye.
Good morning, Mrs. Duval.
How are you? David, may I see you a minute? I should have made an appointment, but have you run that announcement of my Thanksgiving dinner?
That's Faye's department, Isabel.
Oh, may I see you a little later, Faye?
My pleasure, I'm sure. Anytime.
And hold that story, Faye.
I wish that girl liked me a little better. She's interesting. Oh, well, chemistry, I suppose. David.
Sit down. Now, catch your breath, Isabel.
Well, I know you're busy.
That's a state of mind. I don't happen to have it.
Kate called me this morning. Sheer disaster.
What's happened?
She's going away for a few days.
Oh, good. She needs it.
David, Thanksgiving is next week. I counted on Kate to be up here to help me.
Did you tell her about your dinner?
Well, of course. She said she'd try to be back for it, but suppose she isn't. Well, maybe I should cancel it. I can't bear to think of that house full of friends and family without Kate. She was going to be my right hand.
So you have to use your left one.
Oh, I wish you'd take this seriously.
Isabel, there are an awful lot of things wrong today, including here in Belhaven. All problems. But your Thanksgiving dinner...
Isn't all that important.
Well, sure, it's important. Everything that makes people a little happier is important. I was only going to say that it isn't a problem. Now, if you want to cancel because Kate might not be there, that's up to you. But you might leave 20 or so other people, like me, let down.
All right, David, I get the point. I guess I let things mean too much. I always have. But what upset me most is where Kate is going.
Where?
To Maine.
It's a nice state.
At this time of year?
Is she going alone?
No, with somebody named Trudy.
I met her. Good girl.
Trudy, it seems, has a grandfather living in the woods.
Well, he might have a fireplace.
It struck me that Kate might be going to Gull Island.
Did you ask her?
I couldn't. She was so remote. As if she'd said all she intended to. Oh, she couldn't be that foolish.
Well, Gull Island is hers, isn't it?
Yes, Tom owned it and left it to her. It's about the only thing he did leave her. Kate used to say that cottage was the only real home they ever had to themselves.
Maybe she wants to see it again.
It's where Tom died. Oh, David, I mustn't burden you with all this. I'll just put it out of my mind until after my Thanksgiving dinner.
Well, you better tell Faye if it's still on.
I will. And I'm counting on you, David.
Here's Faye. Faye, we're running that story of Isabel's Thanksgiving dinner.
Sure. Well, how many, Mrs. Duval? Do you know yet?
Oh, 21 or 22. I'm not sure.
Turkey and trimming?
Oh, yes. A big table of family and friends. Everything completely traditional.
Got it.
Faye.
That all?
Not quite. We've had differences in the past.
I guess so.
You were trying to do your job. I was trying to protect my family.
I know.
But that's past. And I believe in letting past go.
One has to.
And I could send you a note. But I'd rather ask you right now.
What?
Would you join us on Thanksgiving?
Me?
Unless you have your own family.
I don't have any family around here.
Then you will come?
Oh, please.
You'll make our dinner table perfect.
You're right on time, Trudy.
Bag and baggage, and plenty of woolies.
See, I'm all packed and ready.
Good.
And the car rented is down in front of the door.
Are you taking Jeff's tape recorder?
No, I'm going to put it back in his room when we leave.
Well, then we're set.
Trudy, I want to say something first.
Oh, we can talk in the car.
No, no, we can't. Not about this. I was pretty upset last night.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And when you came in and offered to go up to Maine, I just grabbed at it.
Look, I'm dying to get away. My boss is on the coast. He said take a few days before Thanksgiving. I don't like going places alone. So, here we are. Oh, Grandpop will be thrilled.
Trudy, I don't want you to come with me unless you know why I'm going.
Huh?
Even last night, I wasn't sure how much I wanted to tell you. Now I am.
Well, go ahead.
Maybe it's just because I need to talk about it, but it's also because it wouldn't be fair to you to go with me and not know.
We're friends, Kate.
You know my husband Tom took drugs.
Yeah, you told me.
And he died of them. He disappeared off his boat one summer day when we were at Gull Island. It may have been an accident. But Trudy, he was a fine sailor, and the weather was perfect. I think he ended his life because it had just become too wretched.
Oh, that's pretty tough for you.
Well, now I've learned that Tom not only took drugs, but he was in a ring that brought them into this country.
Oh, my Lord.
Yes, down in the Caribbean. During all that sailing we did, he was picking up shipments of the stuff, taking them to some other point.
Are you sure of this?
That's not all, Trudy. I didn't know anything about it until a man suddenly showed up, this lawyer who got Tom out of some trouble. He was disbarred. He went to prison. He's just gotten out, and he's come to see me.
Well, you don't want to get mixed up in that case.
I am mixed up in it. This man told me that Tom had hidden a drug shipment somewhere, and he wants it.
The lawyer?
The ex-lawyer. His name is Wolf. He told me if I'll tell him where it is, he'll protect me.
Well, do you know?
I haven't any idea. I never even suspected. I told Wolf that. He just repeats, I was with Tom, therefore I knew. If the authorities hear all this, I could go to prison.
Kate, why don't you go to the authorities first?
I will when I'm sure there is a hidden shipment and that I can prove my innocence. Yesterday, Wolf gave me the evidence he has against me.
Against you?
It's a tape of what Tom said one of the last times Wolf saw him. Wolf has the original.
Oh, Kate.
I want you to hear it. Then you'll know why I'm going to Gull Island. And I'm going to keep on going until I get at the truth.
Oh, what a mess for you.
Not only for me, but for Isabel, my sister and her family, the Wakefield name, for everything that's sweet and lovely in Bellhaven. I can't let it happen. Look, here's the tape. Yeah. Listen. It's Tom's voice.
It's there, Steve. Waiting. Worth a fortune. I'm going back. But if anything happens, I don't make it. I'll leave a letter for you, where it is. Kate knows about it. She can help you.
I didn't know. It isn't true. Why would Tom have said that?
Uncle Thaddeus, can I ask you something?
Don't ask for money.
It's this cold, Unc.
Nephew, you need four-way nasal spray.
Will it help?
Use as directed, four-way provides the fastest decongestant relief possible for stuffy noses and sinuses.
Unc, that's a blast. Is it expensive?
Nah, four-way costs a darn sight less than the leading brand. You can't buy faster relief at any price.
I'm gonna get some four-way.
Maybe you've got a nose for business after all.
Mystery meat again. The food hasn't changed since the last time I was in college, but I have. 12 years later, 12 gray hairs. The only gray hairs in the entire class. So, I tried Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It has no peroxide, just covers up gray without changing your natural color. Loving Care made my hair softer and shinier, and two boys wanted my number.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair. Faces of Love has been brought to you by Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse. The Author's Studio presents the radio dramatization of William Makepeace Thackeray's classic novel, Vanity Fair, the story of the clever and charming adventuress, Becky Sharp. In a moment, our author, Mr. Thackeray. The Author's Studio is brought to you by Final Net Non-Aerosol Hair Mist, a sensible alternative to aerosol hairspray.
Ladies, gentlemen, all my faithful listeners, are you not gladdened of heart that our heroine, our Becky, has attained her own heart's desire, is off to London? Now, onward with our story. The journey to London so far is uneventful. Miss Crawley has napped most of the way, Poof Poof whined most of the way, and most of the way Becky and Giles conversed on safe subjects, or, when not safe, disguised their true meaning, as they are doing now. Keep always in mind, dear audience, when Becky speaks of Gordy, who doesn't exist, she means Rawdon, who does exist, and whom she dearly loves.
Giles, the soonest we arrive, you ought to take a note to Gordy.
Oh, yes, Miss Becky, to Gordy.
I pray you run as fast as ever you can.
I will.
How surprised he'll be. Never did he expect me so soon.
But how can I run, Miss Becky?
What?
I don't know London town.
Oh, dear, I quite forgot you've never been to the city. Ah, well, I'll give you very good directions. Now, if he's not at Chatham Barracks, he has a flat. You're to go there second.
About Mr. Rawdon, Miss Becky.
Giles.
I know you don't care for him, Miss, and I hope you don't mind me speaking of him.
I don't dislike Captain Rawdon, Giles. We were friendly enough by the time he left Queen's Crawley.
Yes, ma'am, reckon you was.
Oh, what were you about to say of him?
That 'tis pity he don't live with his auntie.
Oh, yes, I expect Miss Crawley would like him to, but London dandies are fancy their own flats.
For sowing wild oats, I expect.
My Gordy had best not sow wild oats.
Oh, is he handsome, Miss Becky?
As handsome as a Captain Rawdon.
Is he tall?
As tall as Captain Rawdon. Miss Crawley, shall I give Poof Poof a chocolate?
She's asleep, Miss.
Oh, that's what I wanted to find out.
She don't look good, do you think?
No. It may be she's truly ill, more than I thought.
You'll nurse her back to well.
Oh, not too soon, I hope.
Take care, Miss Becky, what you say.
Yes. And soon, tomorrow, perhaps, you'll take a note to Miss Amelia.
Oh, the Lord help us. I thought of something terrible.
About Emmy?
No, Mr. Gordy. Gordy can't come round to see you. Miss Crawley, you'll think a terrible queer.
Oh, do you fancy I haven't thought of that and worried myself half sick? And solved it.
How?
Private Gordon Kiner is in His Majesty's service. He hasn't a commission like Captain Rawdon. He can't go any place he wants, when he wants. I'll explain all that to Miss C, and when need be, I'll think of something else.
Oh, Miss Becky, how you do figure all out.
Haven't I had to all of my life? Would I be where I am now, on my way to London, on my way to my soldier, if I didn't figure all out?
Oh, she's stirring, miss.
Becky. Becky, are we not there yet?
Oh, no, Miss Crawley, I'm so sorry. Are you frightfully uncomfortable?
I think I'm dying. Vile, bumping roads, they'll kill me before I ever see me home again. Ask Max how much longer.
Oh, yes. Max! Max!
Yes, ma'am?
How much longer?
Best part of an hour.
I shall die.
Oh, the roads are deplorable, and I know it's very hard for you to bear. Do try to sleep again.
No. Have you the little music box?
Yes, here, in my reticule.
Play it for me. It may cheer me. And may not.
Well, I'm sure it will. Now then.
Rebecca?
Yes, Miss Crawley?
Such a nice young man, your Gordy, to send you so dear a present. I wish to meet him.
When you're feeling better, you shall.
Well, I'm not so ill that I cannot see the handsome soldier who holds your heart. I don't intend to wait.
Well, he's not a commissioned officer like Captain Rawdon, Miss Crawley. He can't go any place he wants when he wants. As soon as possible, he'll come, but I can't say when.
Rawdon can say when. If necessary, he can order your young man.
Oh.
As soon as we arrive, Giles shall take him a chit. Tell him he's to call tomorrow. Oh, what a bumping road.
Yes, a very bumping road.
I made no promises, ladies and gentlemen. I did not say or even imply all would be well. Now, give me a few moments to have a pipe, and I shall be back.
Say, did you know that a 1.5-ounce bottle of Van Rollon antiperspirant costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6-ounce sprays? Listen to this. Averaging 2 seconds of spray per application each side each day, the longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays will give you 37 days of protection. On the average, Van Rollon will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. And tests have shown that Van Rollon will help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Van Rollon, so economical, yet so effective.
Hi, I'm Sandy Wright. In 1966, I was in a Miss Clairol commercial. Then it was, does she or doesn't she? Today, she still does. I love my hair. After 9 years, yes, 9 years of using Miss Clairol cream formula, it's in great condition. Terrific body, easy to manage, and if I have any gray, who knows?
Miss Clairol cream formula. It's the hair color professionals use. The best it can be, at any price. Look for Miss Clairol to know you're the best you can be.
Giles does not venture afoot into wicked London. Romantic Miss Crawley sends her by hackney coach with a chit for Captain Rawdon Crawley from his auntie, a chit for Private Gordon Kiner from Becky. Giles finds, both gentlemen, dear listeners, do keep tight hold to the fact that both are Rawdon. Finds them, him. Me, I'm confused myself. Well, in any case, a startled, staggered, stunned Rawdon now holds the 2 notes in his hand.
If I may say so, sir, best read Miss Crawley's first.
Say best till last, eh?
Oh, I don't know as it's best, sir. It's got bad news, it has.
Bad? Impossible. My Becky in London, naught could be bad news. All right, Auntie, first. Bully for Aunt Matilda bringing you and Miss Becky. Ah, here we are. Dear boy, I am very
ill. A death door, it may be. Come round to Park Lane this night. I may not be here tomorrow. Aunt Matilda.
At death's door?
Oh, no, sir. 'Tis only her manner of speaking.
Should have known. Always exaggerates. But look here, not a word about Miss Becky.
Miss Crawley don't know you'd want word of her.
Ah, right. Now the best. Address to Gordon Kiner. By George, can't get over it. Becky here, see her tonight. By George. Now then, My love, my darling.
My darling, my own. Do I not keep my promise to come to you? Giles will have told you how all came to pass. I must write quickly of another matter. My dear one, you must find someone to be Gordy Kiner.
What? What, Giles? Good Gad, what does she mean?
Read on, sir.
Miss Crawley will meet him, and you must invent him. As soon as you do, I shall rehearse him. Where, I don't know. How, I don't know. But I shall. He must be handsome, like you. Tall, like you. And shy, not like you. I've told Miss C he is shy, so he'll not have to talk very much. We call him Gordy Nobody. But now he must be somebody. Miss C is calling me now. I must stop. But, oh, my dearest, tonight, how I love you. Hurry to your Becky.
Good Gad! Find Gordy Nobody.
Not to worry, Mr. Rorton. Miss Becky'll manage like always.
Not worry. I've to find the blackguard.
Oh, sir, a handsome soldier'll do nicely.
Do nicely? Who says he will?
Miss Becky says.
Who says he'll do it? Anyone do it.
Miss Becky says you're some kind of officer that can give orders to them that ain't officers.
Commissioned officer, I am, and I am and can order a handsome soldier to be what he's not, but damn me, who's to say he can bring it off?
Miss Becky says,
Miss Becky says. By Jove, she'll see he brings it off if anyone can. Know what else Miss Becky says, Giles?
I don't know if I know, sir.
Miss Becky says she loves me.
Miss Becky says... Ladies and gentlemen, let us see on Monday what Becky can bring off. Be assured that over the weekend I am still your obedient servant, William Makepeace Thackeray.
This is what aerosol hairspray sounds like. This is what Final Net sounds like. The big difference in the way they sound is the big difference in the way they work. Final Net is not an aerosol. It's concentrated to give you a great long-lasting hold. There are no wasteful propellants. That makes it economical, too. 8 ounces of Final Net go as far as 24 ounces of aerosol hairspray. You get a great hold at a great price. Final Net, the first sensible alternative to aerosol hairspray.
If I had a nickel for every minute I've spent in a dirty oven, scraping and scrubbing, oh, I'd be living in Fort Knox.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Oh, come on.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night, and while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
Really?
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
Well, Mr. Muscle really sounds like a good man to wake up to.
The Author Studio has been brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse. It's not nice to eavesdrop, but it's fun. So let's check in on the comedy of errors at the Baxters. On the little things in life, brought to you by Four-Way Nasal Spray, gives you the fastest decongestant relief possible.
Miss Perkins?
Yes, Mr. Baxter?
I'll be going over to the Hadley Company, so if anyone calls, I'll be back about 4. Did you get the letters typed up for Brazil?
Oh, they're all mailed, Mr. Baxter.
Oh, you're very efficient, Miss Perkins, and I do appreciate it.
Bob? Bob Baxter? Well, it is Bob Baxter, isn't it? Yes, it is. Hello, hello, hello. You don't remember me.
Marcia.
Aha! Oh, Bob.
Oh, Marcia, Bob. Marcia, Marcia.
I'm not even going to ask how you are. You look marvelous.
Why, you took the words right out of my mouth. No, I'm going to go even further. You're even more glamorous than you were in college.
Oh, you mean I haven't aged too much?
Oh, cut it out. You look great, but... What are you doing here?
Well, I live here. In town, that is. I married Les Wilcox. He was from here, and we have the Dog and Cat Medical Center.
Oh, you did go on to be a veterinarian.
Oh, you remembered.
I remember everything about you.
Mr. Baxter, would you like me to call your wife and say you may be a bit late in case the meeting at the Hadley Company goes on too long?
Oh, what? Oh, no, Miss Perkins. Oh, boy, Marcia, you really do look great. Well, what are you doing here, though? I mean, in the building.
Well, our lawyer is on the fifth floor, and I'd heard that you were with this company on the third floor, so I just took a chance and got off the elevator, came through the doors, and saw you standing there. So it's not exactly fate that we meet again.
I don't care what it is. It's wonderful to see you.
Listen, are you free tonight?
Well, sure, I think so.
Oh, fine. I'm inviting you to dinner.
Oh, well, that's very nice of you. Miss Perkins.
Yes, Mr. Baxter?
Would you put in a call to my wife?
Yes, sir, I certainly will.
You mean, Bob, that you can't have dinner with me without asking your wife? You need her permission?
What? I'm sorry. I thought you were inviting us both to your house.
Oh, heavens no. I never cook during the week. Les and I both have office hours, and actually I'm small animals, dogs and cats and birds, and he's horses and cows, and we just can't really get together until the weekends when we just flop around in old clothes, and it's the only time I do any cooking. I was inviting you out to have dinner with me.
Your wife is on the phone, Mr. Baxter.
Okay, Miss Perkins, just hold on a minute. Well, Marcia, wouldn't your husband... Well, you know, wouldn't he mind?
About what? Oh, Bob, you have forgotten. I'm the original woman's liver.
Yes, I'll admit you're always ahead of just about everything.
Well, now, can you or can't you have dinner without asking your wife?
Well, yes, sure.
Well, when do you get through here?
Oh, I've got a meeting, and then I plan to come back to the office about 5.
Oh, that's too early for me. I've got an emergency operation, a dog with a hysterectomy, so I won't be through until about 8. Now, where could I pick you up?
At 8?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I'm usually home by that time.
Look, is this awkward for you?
Oh, no, of course not. My wife is very open-minded.
She is also on the phone, Mr. Baxter.
Hey, yes, okay, Miss Perkins, I'll be right there. Look, Marcia, just sit down over there, and I'll tell my wife that I'm having dinner with you, and then I'll tell you how to get out to our house.
Fine! Oh, how wonderful to see you again. Now, don't be long, because the bitch has been sedated, and I'm due there now.
The what?
Oh, darling, the dog.
Oh.
Oh, Bob, you are so funny. You always were so old-fashioned, which I think is part of your charm.
Yes, well...
Mrs. Baxter is on the phone. Shall I explain to her?
No, Miss Perkins. I'll explain. I hope...
Well, I think it's outrageous. Absolutely outrageous.
Aunt Maggie, you just...
Yes, Aunt Maggie, now just a minute. I want to get this all straight. Now, Bob, I didn't understand you on the phone, and I don't know. Now, this old girlfriend of yours...
She is not an old girlfriend.
Well, she has to be one or the other. She's not an old boyfriend.
She is just an old college friend. She and her husband have the animal hospital out in the Cedar Heights Road.
She invited you out to dinner. She's picking you up and taking you out to dinner and paying the check...
Well, yes, I guess so.
I never heard of such a thing. You're a married man, and she's a married woman.
Well, if she's going to pay the check.
I don't think that's the point at all. What does her husband say?
Look, they're both very happily married. They're both vets. They work together, and knowing Marcia, I'm sure he's quite used to her ideas on women's lib and equal rights, or he wouldn't have married her in the first place.
Bob, did she ask you if you had to have my permission to have dinner with her?
Well, no, she really didn't.
She really did. Well, I'm certainly not going to embarrass you if she puts you on the spot. You go and have a good time. You just make sure she pays the check, honey.
Well, I certainly don't approve at all.
Times have changed, Aunt Mag. It's nice to think I'm married to such an attractive man he gets asked out on a date.
Look, are you going to make any funny remarks when Marcia gets here?
Oh, I shall be so interesting and agreeable on the subject of women's rights that she may invite me instead of you. Oh, you are really, dear, more old-fashioned than I am. Actually, you don't even want to go, do you?
Why are you urging him to go? I don't understand any of this.
You get upstairs, Bob. You shower and shave. Oh, and wear that beautiful new navy blue jacket, dear.
Oh, well, I was saving that for a special occasion.
Well, if this isn't a special occasion, I don't know what is. Now, your date's picking you up in an hour. Step on it. Comes our conquering hero down the stairs. Oh, Bob, that jacket's a knockout on you. Doesn't he look handsome, Aunt Maggie?
I'm not having any part of this at all.
Oh, your tie's a mess, dear. Here, let me fix it. You know, you're so nervous, you certainly made a shambles of it. Let me fix it, that sense, too.
I'm beginning to agree with Aunt Maggie. It does seem a little ridiculous, you getting me dressed up to go out on a date.
Oh, and you've got dog fur on your pant legs. Let me get the brush. There she is, Aunt Maggie. Will you get the door?
No, I will not. I'm going out in the kitchen to do our dinner dishes.
Well, you answer the door then, Bob. You want me to get it?
No. I'll go. Just please, stop brushing me off.
I'm sorry, Bob. I'm a little late, but Les and I had some complications with that operation.
No, it's right on time. I'd like you to meet my wife. Honey, this is...
Peg! It isn't.
It is. Hi, Marcy.
Oh, I don't believe it.
You look marvelous, Marcy.
You mean you two know each other?
Well, great.
I really never knew that you married Bob Baxter.
Well, I did. And if you're taking him out to dinner tonight, you make sure you pay the check.
Well, actually, I thought we'd go to the club. I'll just sign the check and my husband can pay the bill.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, well, could I get a word in, please?
Yes, and Marcy and I are both gamified.
But I was 3 years ahead of her in school, you see, and I was her big sister when she pledged the sorority.
Did you know all along when I came home tonight and told you that...
Yes, dear, I have to admit it. I couldn't help it. I'm sorry. I knew Marcy would appreciate the joke.
I'm not so sure I do.
Oh,
Alex,
you just look...
Sick.
What?
What? Alex is sick.
What?
Alex?
Who's Alex, your son?
No, my dog.
Alex is sick.
He just threw up, and then he sort of toppled over, and he looks terrible.
Oh, Bob, listen, get my medical kit out of the back seat of my car.
Oh,
okay, all right.
Oh, wonderful. For a minute, I forgot you were a vet. Where is my boy? Oh, Marcia, this is Aunt Maggie.
How do you do?
Nice to meet you.
Oh, it's all right, Aunt Maggie. Marcy's an old sorority sister of mine. I knew all along when he said Marcia Kimball. It was just... Oh, never mind. Here's my sick doggy.
Oh, well, my goodness. It didn't feel well.
It doesn't feel good. What do you think's wrong with him, Marcy?
Oh, I can't tell yet. But let's see if we can just get him on his feet, and then we'll take him in the car to the hospital. I'll get some x-rays and some blood tests.
Okay, here's the bag.
Oh, we'll put it back in the car, Bob, because we're going to take Alex to the hospital.
What about dinner?
Well, some other time. Your dog is sick. Kind of help him along, Peg.
Yes, I am.
Yes, he's a sick doggy.
Yes, Mommy's right here, darling. She's right here. Bob, don't stand in the way, honey. Can't you see Alex is having a hard enough time trying to walk?
What about dinner?
Aunt Marcy's going to take you to the hospital and make you well.
Yes, your Aunt Marcy's going to look after you.
Come on, Alex.
Oh, what luck you were here, Marcy. Come on, Mommy's here.
Boy, it's easy to see who rules the roost around here. I sure got stood up.
The dog is sick.
Well, the Lord and Master is hungry.
Well, we've eaten. Fix yourself a sandwich. I'm not going to cook for any playboy who was stepping out on his wife.
Playboy? Where's the peanut butter?
Uncle Thaddeus, can I ask you something?
Don't ask for money.
It's this cold, Unc.
Nephew, you need four-way nasal spray.
Will it help?
Use as directed, four-way provides the fastest decongestant relief possible for stuffy noses and sinuses.
Unc, that's a blast. Is it expensive?
Bah, four-way costs a darn sight less than the leading brand. You can't buy faster relief at any price.
I'm gonna get some four-way.
Maybe you've got a nose for business after all.
Do you think all antiperspirants are basically the same? Well, Ban Roll-On antiperspirant may just change your mind. Take effectiveness, for instance. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On antiperspirant will actually help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Make your own test soon. Pick up a bottle of Ban Roll-On, and you may discover what we've shown in tests. Ban Roll-On antiperspirant. Proof that not all antiperspirants are created equal. The Little Things in Life, created by Peg Lynch, has been brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
To have and to hold. To have and to hold. The story of the traditional vows, the new morality, and the people caught in the conflict between them. Brought to you by Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol.
I just got a call from Dr. Ellis, Jason.
Oh? What do you want?
He thinks all the Brixton children should be on the same floor and, where possible, sharing the same room.
Oh, he does?
That's what I told him to begin with.
Oh, now it's his idea.
Yes. He sounded as though I was against it.
Well, let him think it, Angela. Just so we get it done.
And, by the way, we're getting four more today.
Yes, and that should be the last. Oh, Helen Anthony is bringing them in.
Yes, Emily told me.
Angela, do you think, we ought to go trekking up to the North Woods for Thanksgiving?
Because of Emily?
Mm-hmm.
Look, Jason, maybe the diversion of the trip will help her.
Yeah. And there is a good little hospital just 5 miles away.
After all, you and Joe will be there.
Okay, you convince me.
How long is Helen Anthony staying?
She didn't say. I know she wants to check on the other transfers.
Where will she be staying?
Emily wants to have her stay with us.
Well, look, she's welcome to stay with me. After all she did for you at Brixton.
Well, Angela, really, Emma's got it all set up. By the way, how are things with you and Marsh?
Cool. I think he's got something on his mind.
Oh, and it's not you?
No, thank heavens. I was probably just a passing fancy.
I don't think that.
And the nurses have each taken on one of the Brixton children on a one-to-one basis.
Oh, that sounds great.
Oh, I thought I'd find you two here.
Oh, hi, Angela. Joe's been telling me of all the TLC the Brixton cases are getting. It's like an early Christmas.
Dr. Gonzalez, fourth floor, please.
Uh-oh, somebody up there wants me. I'll see you later.
Right, bye-bye. Joe. Oh, he is such a nice man. Yes. I'm sorry he's so damn young.
Well, is he that young?
Yes.
It was just a thought.
I know. Listen, if having Helen Anthony as a guest presents any problems, you know, she could stay with me. I have the extra bedroom.
Oh, no, it's no sweat. Especially after all they did for Jason when he was with them at Brixton.
Yeah, Jason did a lot for Brixton. 2 weeks running their field hospital.
And anyway, I am dying to see her.
Oh?
Well, she and Jason were great and good friends in Korea.
What?
Mm-hmm. 20 years ago.
What?
Before we were married, Angela.
I don't believe it.
Well, do you really think Jason would have invented it all just for fun?
And you're going to have her as a house guest?
Oh, Angela, 20 years is a long, long time.
Well, you are certainly very calm about it.
Well, what do you expect me to do?
Well, I don't know, but not a house guest.
Well, he stayed with them at Brixton.
But you didn't know it then, did you?
Well, no, but what does that have to do with it?
I don't know. I'm just trying to figure it all out.
It's fairly simple. The three of them were good friends.
Oh, sure.
Now, do you want to hear it or not?
Oh, yes, do. Go on.
Jason and Helen were...
While she was married to Paul Anthony?
Oh, you've got a lurid mind.
No.
Helen and Paul didn't fall in love until Jason had left Korea. And they were married over there.
And Jason didn't know this?
No, not until he saw them both at Brixton.
Whew, that must have been some reunion.
It was, Angela. They'd been through a lot together, and... Well, I guess only people who've been there understand it.
I suppose so. But
it was 20 years ago, Angela. She's married to Paul Anthony, and I am married to Jason.
And you're not jealous?
What of? Someone who had the good fortune and sense to love Jason before I did?
Joni, I haven't tap danced in years.
Mom, you're doing fine.
Shuffle, kick.
5 minutes, Clarence.
Let's sit down. We're meeting your father for dinner. How do I look?
You always look pretty.
Thanks, sweetheart.
Especially your hair. Mom, the class is starting.
Oh.
Even when you can't hold up any longer, your hair can with Final Net. Final Net is not an aerosol. There's no wasteful propellant. It's concentrated to hold your hair all day. Final Net holds up longer than you do.
Uncle Thaddeus, can I ask you something?
Don't ask for money.
It's this cold, Unc.
Nephew, you need four-way nasal spray.
Will it help?
Use as directed, four-way provides the fastest decongestant relief possible for stuffy noses and sinuses.
Unc, that's a blast. Is it expensive?
Bah, four-way costs a darn sight less than the leading brand. You can't buy faster relief at any price.
I'm gonna get some four-way.
Maybe you've got a nose for business after all.
Yes, I am expecting Mrs. Anthony. Ask her to come in. Come in, Helen. Well, welcome to Jefferson. Come on in.
Oh, and you left all this to help out at Brixton? Oh, I'm impressed.
Thank you.
How are you, Jason?
I'm just fine, fine. How's Paul?
Oh, only working 10 hours a day now.
Soft job.
He sent his best.
Uh-huh. Did you get your people all checked in?
All done.
Look, Emily wants you to stay with us while you're here.
But that's a lot of trouble. You said she's not well.
No, she insisted.
Does she know about us, Jason?
Yes, sure. I told her when I got back.
She didn't know before then?
No.
Why not?
Well, this subject never came up.
It wasn't important enough, you mean?
Hey, now, it was damn important in Korea.
I see, but when you got to Chicago...
Say, what the hell are you talking about, Helen? You married Paul.
Forget it. I was just kidding.
Well, I've never seen you so upset. What's the matter?
Nothing, nothing at all.
Oh, it has to be about your sister.
How do you know that?
You both were fine when I left you in the coffee shop.
Look, Joe, do you have to be so damn simpatico?
Hey there.
Oh, I'm sorry, Joe.
Well, if you don't want to tell me, it's okay. But don't pretend everything's all right.
Did Helen Anthony get in yet?
Yes. All her charges are checked in.
Did you see her?
Yes, just a few minutes ago. She left with Emily. I think they were going to lunch.
I'm so sorry that Jason couldn't get here, Helen.
Oh, well, we both know what it's like to be married to doctors.
Now, you will stay with us, won't you?
Oh, it'd be awfully easy for me to stay at a hotel, Emily.
Oh, but you don't have any transportation, and there's really no good hotel near the hospital.
Well, you've got some good arguments there.
Besides, I think Susie wants to find out what it was like in Korea, so you may get a lot of questions.
Didn't Jason talk about it?
Well, he did it first, to me, but not to the children. By the time they came...
You have three.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You won't meet Bobby. He's away at Harvard.
Oh.
But there's Susie, she's 16, and Jennifer, 8, going on 20.
They sound nice.
Do you...
No. We sort of decided not to.
Oh.
I don't know just what it was. Maybe it was the war. So many of the boys, and they were boys, not men, would cry for their mothers when they were in pain.
Oh, how did you stand it?
Well, we did because we had to. But I think of their mothers and their fathers. Well, anyway, Paul and I started on our ZPG movement before it had a name.
ZPG? Oh, yes, zero population growth.
Some people think it's selfish. Well, maybe it is.
Well, they say selfish is getting a good name now.
Everything has its turn. What's in today is out tomorrow.
Oh, look!
Jason could make it.
Oh, hi, you two. You didn't get too far ahead,
hello,
did you?
Hello, darling.
Hi.
Nope, just one drink. And you don't have any at lunch anyway.
No, that's true. That's one of the medical problems that hasn't been solved yet.
Helen was just telling me a little bit of what Korea was like.
Oh?
Well, the grim part, I'm afraid. We did have fun, though.
Yeah, well, we had to. It was that or go berserk.
Yeah. Remember that sergeant?
Oh, yeah. Pollard. Yes, Sergeant Pollard.
One morning, he wouldn't get up.
Yeah, he just stayed in bed the whole day.
What did you do about it?
Well, the resident psychiatrist.
Oh, that was a joke.
Now, a little respect for the profession, please. Anyway, old Doc Timmons said he had a death wish.
A perfect diagnosis in 30 seconds.
Well, considering what was going on all around us, you didn't have to wish very hard.
I hope in the next war they start drafting from the top on down.
Right. The 4- and 5-star fellas first, huh?
A clean sweep of the top command, right?
Right. And then, as they say, they would give a war, but nobody would come.
Hi, I'm trimming my little girl's hair. Mine was the same beautiful chestnut color once, before the grays started sneaking in. But I discovered Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It covered my grays without changing my natural color, and it has no peroxide. Loving Care made my hair shinier and softer, too. Our hair looks almost alike now, except mine has no bubble gum in it.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
I sweep my floor and I still hear sugar underfoot. I hate that straw broom.
That's the kind of dirt straw brooms miss. But an Oseeder angler broom would get it. Angler bristles are cut on an angle to keep more tips on the floor, and the tips are closer together. Oseeder angler gets the dirt other brooms miss.
Oseeder makes your life easier.
What do you hear from your floor?
Not a sound.
Oseeder makes your life easier.
To Have and to Hold has been brought to you by the Oseeder Angler Broom. It gets the dirt other brooms miss. This program has come to you from the Radio Playhouse, a DCA Productions program.